In 2015, the World Health Organization warned that we're heading toward a post-antibiotic era when more people will die from common infections.
In India alone, there's an estimated 58,000 infants who have died because of a single resistant infection in just 1 year.
The CDC estimates 23,000 people died in the U.S. in 2014 because of drug resistance. Dr. Michael Bell says the problem is huge.
For the longest time, we've had a number of different antibiotics in the pipeline at any given time. And so whenever we ran out of the ability to use one, we would move to the next one. Unfortunately, right now, the number of antibiotics in the pipeline is essentially zero.
Bacteria are constantly evolving, so those that survive the drugs designed to kill them reproduce. That's normal. And antibiotics themselves do not cause resistance. But improper antibiotic use is one of the key drivers for the development of antibiotic-resistant germs. To make matters worse, most people don't understand that antibiotics can be effective only against bacterial infections, not for viruses like the flu or a cold.
Well, darling,
it hurt a little.
To resolve the crisis, scientists are working on developing new drugs.
But more crucially right now is saving what we have.
A CDC study found U.S. hospitals were prescribing stronger drugs and more drugs than necessary. The agency asked hospital practitioners to be more careful in prescribing antibiotics. The CDC is also looking at the causes of infection.
Antibiotic resistance is not only being generated by using too many antibiotics, but also by spread of infection from lack of hygiene, from unintended contact with soiled surfaces, things of that sort. So the infection control side is equally important.
Individuals can also help. On its website, the CDC tells people to take all antibiotics as prescribed and to finish the course of the drugs, even if they feel better. Still, urgent action on a global level is needed to prevent the catastrophe that a post-antibiotic era would cause.